All right, good news and bad news, folks. Bad news first. Financial Armageddon is coming. It's coming to the United States. It's coming to all Western nations, but Western Europe first. We'll talk about that. The good news is that we have advance warning. I mean, that's it. It's not good news like, oh, and it's canceled and everything's going to be great and food will be affordable and plentiful and energy will be abundant. No, that's not happening. Because the bad news is real. The bad news is that we've ended the era of abundance and we are entering the era of engineered scarcity, which, as you know, is designed to carry out, well, mass genocide, depopulation, economic collapse all over the world. Now, my name's Mike Adams, of course, and I've interviewed over 150 people in the last year, experts in all these areas. If you haven't heard some of those amazing interviews, check out my channel on Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform. My channel is HR Report. You can easily find my videos on my channel. Just look for the thumbnails that have a big HRR with a red background. And you'll see those thumbnails all over the site. But in addition to interviewing people who are willing to go on camera, I talk to a lot of sources who won't go on camera because they know they would be destroyed for saying what they say. And some of those sources I will cite from time to time in my podcast. Other sources, you know, they don't want me to mention anything about who they are, where they work, you know, what their experience is or anything, but they tell me things. And what I'm hearing from experts right now across the board is that the most devastating financial Armageddon in our lifetimes is coming. It's going to be worse than the 2008 subprime collapse, worse than the 2000 dot-com collapse, far worse than the 1987 Black Monday. Yeah, that was the stock market collapse. What was that? In October of 1987, I believe. It's going to be worse than all of that combined. It's going to be the biggest wipeout of assets in the history of the world, beyond our lifetimes. It'll be the biggest wipeout, even going back to the Great Depression in 1929, the biggest wipeout in the history of the world. And why? Why are we facing the biggest wipeout in the history of the world? Because the world has been running on debt. We're living in a giant debt bubble, and all debt-based systems come to an end, without exception. All debt-based systems come to an end. Debt-based currencies collapse, debt-based economies collapse, and debt-based nations and governments and even entire civilizations always, always, always collapse. It's just a question of when. And that moment is now for our civilization. It is beginning. It has begun. So here's how we know this. Not only is this what I'm hearing from my sources and experts, and I'm talking about severe panic in the air right now among those who have the financial knowledge. And by the way, I just posted an interview with one of my contacts who's willing to go public, which is Bill Holter, a fellow Texan, precious metals expert, finance guy. I just posted one of my interviews with him. You should listen to that interview because Bill Holter is predicting the cascading collapse of essentially Western civilization. And then, you know, I also interviewed David Dubine, and these are people who are willing to go on camera. And he said total collapse of Western Europe coming this winter. So the timeline that is being explained to me by not just those two guys, but other people in the know, I mean, people who deal with billions of dollars, and some of the people I know have billions of dollars. And believe me, all the billionaires are into heavy gold and silver right now. They're translating everything into land, gold, and silver. I mean, that's boom. That's what's happening across the board. Even Kyle Bass is buying land in Texas like crazy because he says, you know, that's where you're going to have your assets safe. That's where to put them. Put them in land. So he's doing that. Other people are doing that all across the board. But what I'm hearing is that we're going to be lucky if Western Europe collapses first. Like that's the positive scenario for Americans somehow, is if we make it to January, February, March of next year without a massive stock market collapse in the US, because the overriding analysis or conclusion of my sources is that we're not even going to make it to Christmas without major, major recalibration, collapse of assets in the United States. And we're talking about collapses on the order of 50% or more. And it's not going to be outside the realm of possibility for U.S. stocks to have an 80% correction over time. It won't be overnight. It'll take a little bit of time for that to happen. But from the high to the low, 80%, yes, that is in the cards. Why? Because consumer spending has plummeted. Consumer demand has fallen off a cliff. Why? Because everybody's broke. Because of food inflation and energy inflation and the shutdowns from COVID caused so many businesses to go out of business. Employees got laid off, shut down, just thrown out. The stimulus money carried people over for a little while, but the stimulus money has run out. And so most people are poor financial planners. They took the stimulus money and they bought houses they can't afford, and they bought cars they can't afford. What's one of the top search terms right now? How do I sell my car? People are offloading homes, cars, even land, and other assets in record numbers, even firearms, by the way. There are some high-end firearms that are suddenly appearing on the market that weren't appearing before. I'm talking like $3,000 to $5,000 rifles, precision rifles, boom. Suddenly they're on the market because people overbought. They over-anticipated their incomes and they under-anticipated the rising costs of just surviving, just being able to buy food or energy or to pay insurance or to pay rent, which is also skyrocketing. So the corporations across America are about to get hammered like never before in terms of plummeting consumer demand. This dropping consumer demand is also affecting transportation and logistics. So trucking companies are seeing plummeting demand, which the silver lining of that is that the diesel engine oil crisis is going to be a little bit postponed because not as many trucks are driving as many miles. So that, I mean, that's one little silver lining. The oil might not run out as quickly as we feared it would because the economy is collapsing. So collapsing demand is about to hit housing, with J.P. Morgan warning that housing is going to collapse about 40%, or that it could. That's one of their scenarios. 40% crash in housing on average. Now, that crash is going to be more like maybe 20% in Texas and 60% in California and New York and liberal states or liberal cities where people are trying to get out because they can't handle the insanity and the violent crime any longer. And the state of Illinois, by the way, new laws going into effect January of 2023, where murderers will be let out of jail with zero bail. That's right, murderers, because that's, well, that's the left-wing policy, is to let murderers out of jail, just put them right back on the streets to cause more chaos and mayhem and murder, because it's run by Democrats. So the entire system that you have come to know, that you've watched as the insanity is spreading, that system is about to come tumbling down like never before, financially, but also in terms of, you know, safety, having 911 even respond to your emergency, which they won't in most cities these days, not even when people are getting shot. The police are nowhere to be found. It's not their fault. It's just that the cities aren't funding them enough. They're not hiring enough. And frankly, who would want to be a cop right now, given how horribly they're treated, especially in the cities where they're needed the most? Being a cop is a very, very dangerous prospect. I saw a couple of cops shot just the other day. I mean, I didn't see it. I saw it in the news. They were just serving a warrant on some psycho criminal guy. And, you know, he killed two of them before barricading himself in his house. And then it just went downhill from there. Society is falling apart. And the financial system is falling apart, but also all of Western civilization is falling apart, which is something that I've warned about for quite some time. And in a sense, I've also said it is a painful but necessary step for human freedom. This current system is so insane, it is so Luciferian, it is so evil, it is so corrupt, you can't fix it. It can only collapse, and then you have to have a rebuilding. That's the only way to exit this hellscape scenario. So I want you to understand what's about to happen. And I'll just tell you what I expect. Even with my own business operations, you know, you have to have a certain amount of cash to be able to run any kind of a business. like my business, healthrangerstore.com, clean food. So we're buying large amounts of food, or it's organic, you know, pallets of food. And then we are testing it, and then we are packaging it, and we're doing microbiology tests, and we're doing, you know, heavy metals tests and all these things. Packaging it, then warehousing it, fulfilling it, shipping it out. Okay, that operation requires a lot of cash because you have cash sitting in inventory. I know that cash is going to collapse in value at some point. I know that the banks are going to freeze, that we're going to have bail-ins, which means that I already know that there will come a day where the assets that I have in the banking system or that my company has will be worth zero because you will not be able to access them. They will be frozen. When that day comes, which I'm expecting, you know, fairly soon, every company that has bank accounts with any bank that's on the grid, it's part of the system as they all are, you won't, quote, own your money any longer. They will take your money. They will give you some kind of certificate like they did in China. They will say, well, okay, your deposits have now been converted into an investment instrument. You are now an investor in the bank. Didn't you know? In essence, you become a creditor of the bank, and you'll be allowed to pull out a little bit at a time, maybe a couple thousand dollars a month. That's it. And that's it. You're an investor in the bank now. Welcome to the investment banking business. But you won't be able to take your deposits out. Your cash will be completely frozen. That's going to happen. It's called bail-ins. That's going to happen across Western finance. It'll happen across Western Europe. It'll happen in the United States. So I know that I'm going to lose money in that, but I'm trying to minimize it by putting money into inventory, which is what I think you should do. Obviously, I'm not your financial advisor, so make up your own mind, do your own research. That's my disclaimer. But minimize your exposure of cash in banks because that cash will become worthless. What wealthy people are doing right now is translating cash into anything else. I mean, I'm translating cash into freaking organic pinto beans. Seriously, and quinoa and whatever else I can get my hands on, because the food supply is collapsing, so a lot of stuff I can't buy. But I'm buying inventory because that's a good way to get rid of cash. A lot of people buying gold and silver. A lot of people buying land. A lot of people buying vehicles now. They're going to get a whole lot cheaper because, you know, for the reasons I'm mentioning here, people can't afford their vehicle loans and all that. So folks, do not maintain high exposure in the banking system. The banking system will crater. The stock market will crater. Crypto is going to go through a roller coaster ride. I think crypto does not have much intrinsic value, but there's some. I think Bitcoin is going to go down considerably. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets closer to John Perez's prediction of about 4,000, you know, per Bitcoin. I wouldn't be surprised at all. So understand that the only thing that's going to have value when this is all said and done are things that are physical, things that you have in your possession, things that can't vanish overnight just because something happened in New York or Wall Street or DC or Ukraine or Russia or what have you. So I know I sound like a broken record on this, but what has physical value? You know, gold and silver and land, vehicles and firearms and ammunition, tractors and diesel fuel and all these things, you know, power tools even. This is what you're going to have that will keep you, you know, financially viable as the system hits the fan. So I've got a lot more on this. If you want to stay informed, you want to hear my podcast, I've also got free downloadable audiobooks on these topics and much more. One of them is called Resilient Prepping. You can download it for free at resilientprepping.com. Be sure to check out my other podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Be safe. Get prepared. Not going to be pretty what's coming. It's going to be hell for everybody in Western nations. Thank you for listening.